I mean, holy Toledo. You know, we're supposed to be this very progressive state, and I knew what you'd already written about, just that we lock up more African Americans in Wisconsin than any other state in the nation. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. There's a situation there. And I think I told you the story about my house unit got turned into a reception orientation for like 3 months while that building was being renovated. And when you have to take inmates from reception orientation and send them to general population housing units, a lot of sergeants are looking to balance the scales of black, white, Spanish inmates, and they'll make a request. Hey, can you send me a white guy? Hey, can you send me a Native American guy or a Spanish American guy? Just kind of keep the scales, you know, tipped in your housing unit because that balances things out. Well, since we have a disproportionate amount of African-American inmates, a lot of times the sergeants are looking to send a white inmate down. So while I was doing this, I had to farm out one inmate to another Gen Pop house unit. And I called the sergeant. I said, hey, Glenn, I said I got bad news and I got good news. I said, the bad news is I got to send you a guy today. I said, the good news is it's a white guy. And he said, Tim, let me tell you something. They will take any black guy and snatch him off the street, whether he's a good guy, a bad guy, or indifferent. Do you know how big of an asshole you have to be white in Wisconsin and sent to prison? Don't send me any of those white fuckers down here. I don't want them. They're trouble. Yeah, I just thought it was a very unique perspective.